Okay, so hello everyone. So I joined Creekpad last year, and I'm here to present you like the product and the future directions. So it's called Securely Collaborate with Creekpad, and so it has already been Creekpad has already been presented last year, but I will start again like showing you what it's all about. Yes, no. No. Okay. Tuck. Okay, so Creekpad, what it is, it's end-to-end encrypted, like collaborative office suite. So you have a lot of different applications inside Creekpad. So it all started as a project. The name is a bit confusing because you may think it's only for pads, and actually it started like this. So there were only pads, but then if you think about it, like all files are just like text files, and that's how we managed to be able to produce a lot of different applications from that. So some of them are like homemade, like the Kanban one and the form one are really and have been made with our own little hands. While some other like which text, whiteboard is for instance draw.io, like those three presentations, spreadsheet and document are only office. So we either like build a full application or just try to use other applications and plug it onto the Creekpad layer, which is basically the encrypted encryption part. And the goal of all of this is to have both collaboration and privacy, because when you think about it, when you are collaborating, you want to share some data, but then you don't want to share it with everyone. You want to share it with your collaborators first, and then maybe once you have a full document, you want to share it to others. And moreover, you may not want to have like the service provider, so in our case it will be Creekpad, but if you are using like some proprietary stuff, you don't want it to know what you are working on sometimes, even if sometimes when you are a company, you are working with Google for Business and then you just give them all your data. But anyway, here what we are advocating is that, yeah, we can have both collaboration and also privacy, like for your end users, for our end users, which may be you. Okay. Anyway, I should have closed Thunderbird. I'll do it. Tech. Okay, good. And so one example of that is Disha Ravi, who is an Indian activist for climate, which have been arrested in India near Bangalore, because she was working on the farmer toolkit. So as you may know, like for instance, right now in France, there is like some farmer protests. But in India, it was more, there was one as well in 2020, 2021. And the thing on which Disha Ravi was arrested on was for helping writing the farmer toolkit, which is a document helping the farmers to cooperate and get together, because India is a very multicultural subcontinent. So it was a big help for them. And actually, the document was published on Creekpad in the end. And but at first, it was made on Google Docs, and Google helped India Police. It can be understandable in some sense, because it is a big market to become. But I'm not here to judge, but at least we cannot sell your data to anyone. And how does it work? So now let's get into it. We have a model where we have a central server which will deliver the files, but the files are all stored. So this picture is actually not really accurate, because here what you see is that you have the first Pingu, which is writing hello, sending it to the server in an encrypted form, which is then broadcasted as well in this encrypted form. And then as it's a symmetric encryption and everyone has the key, they can all decrypt. Actually, it's not exactly like this that it works. It will be like saying, oh, I wrote a H, and then it will send, I wrote an H, then it said, you said I had an E, and so on. But like in the, it will just be like difference between, it will be diffs and patches. But